Music critic Milo Miles has a review of two new albums by the Kronos Quartet. They're each collaborations, one with a group from Mali, the other with Laurie Anderson.
From the 1960s onward, adding string quartets to popular music was usually bad news, an attempt to make the sound sweeter and more conventionally classical. The Kronos Quartet, founded in 1973 by violinist David Harrington, were always eager collaborators, but for a long time, often a bit tidy and safe. Not anymore. They have now done two collaborations that explode their range. One involves Laurie Anderson and her experiences in New York when Hurricane Sandy hit. The other is an exploration of rhythm, texture, and soul with a group from Mali, the Trio de Cali. On Kronos and Anderson's more recent album, Landfall, the unprecedented mixture of strings and electronics, guided by Anderson's unmistakable voice, draw you into an anxious memory.
October 2012. The river had been rising all day, and the hurricane was coming up slowly from the south. We watched as the sparkling black river crossed the park, and then the highway, and then came silently up our street. From above, Sandy was a huge swirl that looked like the galaxies whose names I didn't know.
There are 30 tracks on Landfall. Most are instrumentals, many less than 3 minutes long. But because inventive software frequently teases the strings and beats into a suggestion of language and singing, you sense how the narrative never stops moving forward. The overarching theme is loss, whether through natural disaster, technical mistakes, or even, in the longest cut, relentless natural extinction. The pervasive loss, first hinted at through the "our" and "we" in the titles, is Anderson's husband Lou Reed, who died almost exactly a year after the hurricane hit. He helped shape the music, and the album is dedicated to him. Anderson's first look at their flooded basement, called Everything is Floating, causes a swirl of amazement and anguish.
And I looked at them floating there in the shiny, dark water, dissolving. All the things I'd carefully saved all my life, becoming nothing but junk. And I thought, how beautiful, how magic, and how catastrophic.
Kronos Quartet's collaboration with Trio de Cali, titled La Dilican, presents a panorama of gains, not loss. Kronos has been drawn to African music fusion since 1992, but these were meetings with little meshing. Here, Trio de Cali and Kronos Quartet talk to each other without a hitch, with the dynamic timing always on target and the emotional turns clear and satisfying.
Thank you.
Although the leader of Trio de Cali is master balafon player Lazana Djibate, the key player that made the interaction with Kronos possible is singer Hawa Djibate. When the two groups first met in 2012, David Harrington immediately noted how much Hawa sounded like Mahalia Jackson. But the one track I skip over in the record is the outright cover of a Jackson tune, God Shall Wipe All Tears Away, which sounds stranded between styles. The other Jackson-related tune is an enchantment, the title track, La Dilicon, where the groups decided to create a more Malian version of Jackson's I'm Going to Live the Life I Sing About in My Song. The intricate, lively performance shows how the finest fusions can feel at once spontaneous and have all the details worked out. It must be noted that both Landfall and the Dilicon result from years of practicing, performing, refining, and tweaking the collaborations. You can hear how the time and care have paid off. With streaming and ever lower budgets available, you have to worry that such extended preparation for music releases will become more and more uncommon.
Milo Miles reviewed two new albums by the Kronos Quartet.